Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis, and the Mishnah stated, "V'lovim mehenu malvin oisim beribis v'chein beger toshev," that a Yisrael could borrow money from a guy, and he could also lend money to a guy with interest, and the same din would apply to a ger toshev. Our Gemara begins by quoting a pasuk in Mishlei that states, "Mar b'chinu b'neshech b'sabes," that if someone increases their wealth by lending money with ribis, l'chinin dalim yikpitzenu, then you shouldn't think that you're actually increasing your wealth, as all you're doing is you're gathering your money, and eventually it will be taken away from you and given to poor people. And the Gemara explains, and Rav explains, for example, like the Persian king Shvar Malka, that used to take money away from the Jews, and he would tax the Jews, and he would then give that money to non-Jews. And Rashi states, and they're called dalim because they're dalim and amitzvahs, and even though they weren't necessarily poor. And the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman stated, that Rav Huna told me, that this pasuk is even referring to a Jew that increased his wealth by charging ribbis to a guy. And even though in our Mishnah we stated that it's mutter to charge ribbis to a guy, but the Gemara and Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph will tell us that the only time it's mutter is only b'chdei chayav. But if you're charging yosim b'chdei chayav, and as the pasuk states, ma b'chinu b'neshev b'sabes, then you're increasing your wealth and you already have money and it's not b'chdei chayav, then that is usur. And therefore the pasuk tells us l'chinin dalim mikpitzenu, that ultimately the money will go back to the guy, and you will not keep the money. And the Gemara continues, Esve Revel Rav Nachman, the Ravi asked the following question to Rav Nachman, that how can you say that there's a problem of charging ribbis to an Ovid Chavim if the Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Yisei, and Ravi explains, my Sashich, when the Pasuk says, L'nachri Sashich, what does the word Sashich mean? Lavs Tashich, it must be that you could take interest from a guy, and how could you say that the Pasuk of Ma'abachin and B'neshech is even talking about a Jew that takes interest from a goy, if that is mutter? And the Gemara answers Loi that that's not what the pasuk is referring to, and that when the Torah says l'nachri sashich, it means sashich, that you are allowed to pay interest to a goy. The Gemara asks that the pasuk doesn't say you're allowed to, but the pasuk says l'nachri sashich, that to a goy you should pay interest, and therefore the Gemara asks Loi sagi d'lavachi, and as Rashi says v'chibar kasal l'tzavis aleinu litin ribis la'akum, do you think there's a commandment for us to actually pay interest to a goy? As if the Torah is telling us that it's mutter to pay interest to a goy, as that's pashut, as mehechet heisel and meisrei, why would we have a havmin that would be usur to pay interest to a goy? And the Gemara continues and answers, lafukei achichot loy, that in the chanami, the pasuk is just telling us that you may pay interest to a goy, and it's coming to exclude that you're only allowed to pay interest to a goy, but there's a law for a borrower to pay interest to a Jew. And the Gemara is, achichot hedik sebe, and l'chayra, if you're telling us that the only reason why the pasuk says, l'nachri sashich, is to teach us a din, Yisrael, the pasuk immediately thereafter states that a borrower cannot pay interest to a Jew, and therefore why would the pasuk have to say l'nachri sashich if it's only coming to teach us that a Jew could pay interest to a guy? And therefore l'chayra, the pasuk is telling us that you're allowed to charge interest to a guy, and that's the chiddush of the pasuk. And therefore once again it's a question on Nachman, and the Gemara answers lavelo basay v'leisasay, in the chanami the pasuk just means that you're allowed to pay interest to a guy, and it's teaching us that you're only allowed to pay interest to a guy, but you're not allowed to pay interest to a Jew, and the Torah is teaching us a lava ba mechlal asay, which is an asay. And therefore, the words l'nachri sashich is coming to teach us an asay, and then the pasuk continues l'chich loy sashich, that is also a lav for a borrower to pay interest to a Jew. And before we continue, let's see Taisis diba maskel sashich loy sagi d'lav hochi, where Taisis says avli is sashich nicha. If we would translate the pasuk that a Yisrael can charge ribbis to a guy, then in a chenami the pasuk is teaching you that a Yisrael must charge ribbis to a guy, and he can't give him a free loan, as if he does so, he'll be over on the Issa of Leisichonim, which teaches us Leisitin Lahem Matnes Chinam, the Oyd Shama Akasav Lahavis Lambaribis, and even without the Issa of Leisichonim, we would also learn from this Pasuk that it's usur to lend money to a guy if you don't charge him ribbis. And Taisus continues and is bothered, Vim Taima, my Parch, my Kra, Holy Usur Omad Rabbanan, Zirishim Lumumim, my Sev Kadarminim Bissamach. And how could Ravi ask any question on Rav Nachman from a Pasuk in the Torah if certainly even Rav Nachman agrees that there is no Issa to lend to a guy with ribbis, and it's only an Issa Rabbanan, as the Gemara will explain on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, based on the fact that we don't want a Yisrael to learn from the Maisim of a Goy, and if so, certainly the Pasuk is going to tell us they allowed to lend to a Goy with ribbis. And Taisus answered, V'yishleim ed ha'chi parach mehai kra, kimin ar rachman l'nachri sashik l'hoglem l'chacham l'esar, that if there would be a Mefurish Pasuk that tells us they have to lend money to a Goy with interest, then Rabbanan would not make a gzira and tell a Yisrael that he's not allowed to charge ribbis to a Goy. And finally, Taisus points out that if I just told you that the Gemara will teach us us that the only issa of charging ribbis to a goy is only midrabanan, then how could we explain the pasuk of Mishlei of Ma b'chayin b'neshar b'sabes l'chayin dalim mikpitzenu that's referring to someone that charges ribbis to a goy if there is no issa midraisa and it's only asa midrabanan? And Taisus explains afagav le'asa el mishum zira efsha the shleima gaza that it's possible that this gzira was already in place in the time of Shleima when he wrote Mishlei inami shleima diba b'ribbis to raisa rabban hudas mechu musau akradi day. And maybe in Echinami, this pasuk is really referring only ribbis to Raisa and only to Yisrael that charge ribbis to another Yisrael. But Rabbanan uses this as a smachta to teach us that this would occur even if you charge ribbis to a goy, even though that's only asa based on a gzira and only midrabbanan. And the Gemara continues, Esfei, I'll ask another question on Rab Nachman, that how can you say that it's asa for Yisrael to charge ribbis to a goy if the Mishnah stated, love him ahead of Mavim Oysam Ribbis, Vechem Begar Toshev, and we see that you're allowed to charge interest to a goy, and I'm up here, that when the Mishnah taught us that you're allowed to lend money to a guy with ribbis, that is only talking about a scenario where the Yisrael needs this ribbis in order to survive. However, if it's Yosef Mechlei Chayav, then in a Chanami would be usa to lend money to a guy and charge him interest. And L'chayr L'fizeh, that once a person has enough money and it's not Kedei Chayav, then it'll be usa to lend money to a guy even without interest, as if you do so, then you'll be over on L'sichonim. And Rashi at the top of Daf Ayin Alef from Alef explains, based on the Gemara, we'll have it in a moment. However, if it's more than Kedei Chayav, then it's also Midrabanan, Dilma also Lemisrach, as if you lend him money, then you'll be busy with Goyim, and you'll learn from their ways, and potentially you will go off the Derech. And the Mefarshim explained that we only made a Gzira that you now lend money to a Goy with Ribbis, and we didn't make a Gzira that you now do any business with a Goy, because when a person has a regular business, then he'll be selling to Jews as well as to Goyim. However, if a person becomes a lender, then the only one that he actually could lend to is only to Goyim, as certainly he won't be able to lend to Jewish people because he can't charge them interest, and therefore he will always be surrounded by Goyim, and potentially he will learn from their ways. And the Gemara continues, Ravina Amar, however Ravina states that really there is an issa for Yisrael to charge interest to a Goy, even if it's Bechrei Chayav, and Hocha B'Talmid Chamim Askinan, however there was a heta given to Talmid Chamim to charge interest to a Goy, and time my goes Rabbanan Shem Yilman Maisav, as the only reason why the Rabbanan made a Gzira, that he's not allowed to charge interest to a Goy, is because maybe he'll learn from their ways, but Kivin the Talmud Chacham who lo yilma mimaisav, as since he's a Talmud Chacham, he won't learn from his ways, and therefore specifically a Talmud Chacham can lend money to Goyim and charge them interest. Let's go back to the bottom Taisus on Daf Ayin Amud Beis and the 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Taisus states, Umashinogu atul lahalvus l'nochem. How is it that the Jews are money lenders and they lend money to Goyim with interest? If we just saw that according to Rav Chiya Brei Rav Huna, then the only time you're allowed to lend money to a Goy with interest is only b'chnei chayav, but not as a full fledged business. You can't become wealthy by charging interest to Goyim. And according to Ravina, the only one that could ever lend money to a Goy with interest is the Talmud Chacham, but anyone else is always also to lend money to a Goy, and even Bechrei Chayav. Taisa states that Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, Mishum de Shel Seferim, Halacha Acha Mekel, as when we have an Isra Rabbanon, we go bust the Mekel, V'kaim Alon Ki'idach Lishn, Namasi Had Rav Huna, Braisad Rab Yesiv, Lay Asru Me'ilim, Rab Nachman Rav Huna, Ribbis de Nachri. And as we will see in a moment, that we will have a second version as to this din of Rab Chiya Breid Rav Huna, Lefida's second Lashin, Rab Chiya Breid Rav Huna never said that it's us to lend money to a guy, and therefore there's no problem with us lending money to a guy, even if it's Yosef Mechlei Chayav. Hayson continues, V'afidu Lishna Kaman, even according to all Lashin, Yesh Lahatad, L'fishi Yesh Lani, Mas Melech, Besarim, V'akol Havik Kedei Chayenu, as since we have so many taxes from the kings and from officers, therefore all the money that we receive is considered Kedei Chayenu. And finally, Taisus states, V'oyed Shana Shuri and Beda Umayis, that we live amongst the nations, V'yef Shalan L'estaka B'shun Dava, and L'yinisav Nitin Imayim, Hilkach Inla Esser Ribbis, Shem Yilma Yimimaisav, Yosef Mishah Masu Matan, Ayin Shem. And we continue with the Gemara, Ikad Masalol, Lahad Rav Huna, Ahad Tani Rav Yosef, that some have a version that Rav Nachman said over in the name of Rav Huna, that Lay Nitzucha El Dafil Ribbis David Chavim, that he didn't say it regarding the standard din of charging ribbis to a guy. He stated his halacha, Benegea Brysa, that was taught to us from Rav Yosef, as the Pasuk in Pashmash Mishpatim states, in Kesef Talvis Ami, Esa Oni Imach, Lay Seal Lay Kinesha, Lay Sasimul Lav Neshach. Since the Pasuk says Es Ami, so we learn Ami V'Nachri, if you have a choice between lending money to a Yisrael or to a Goy, then Ami Kaidim, then a Yisrael comes before a Goy. And since the Pasuk says, Asa Oni Yimach, so we learn out, Oni Va'asher Oni Kaidim, if an Oni and an Asher both need a loan, then an Oni comes first and takes precedence. And since the Pasuk says, Asa Oni Yimach, that's with you, we learn, Ani Yecha V'Ani Ye'ircha, Ani Yecha Kaidmin, that if you have an Oni, that's your Karev or Mishpacha, and you have an Oni of your city, then your Karev comes first. And similarly, Ani Ye'ircha V'Ani Ye'ircha Kaidmin, statement that if you have a choice between the aniyim of your city and aniyim of another city, then aniyim of your city comes first, as the pasuk says, imach, and they are considered closer to you. And as Rashi says, the hanuch havu imach tvei, and the Gemara continues, omamar, and the Gemara explains the brayso, ami v'nochri ami koidim, and the Gemara asks pshita that certainly you have to give money to a Jew before a guy. And Amram Nachman, Amali Huna, Ram Nachman taught us the name of Huna, that the pasuk is teaching us a chiddush, that even if you have an opportunity to lend money to a guy and charge him interest, and to Yisrael, you'll have to give him a loan for free, you still have to give a loan to Yisrael for free prior to giving a loan to a guy and making money and charging him interest. And as we saw from Taisus, that based on this lashon, so we actually never find that Rav Huna actually taught us that there is an issa to charge a guy interest, and even if it's not b'chdei chayav, and therefore we would have to explain that the pasuk of Mishle is not talking about a Jew that's lending money to a guy, and it's specifically talking about a case that a Yisrael lent money to another Yisrael and charge him ribbis. Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Amr Abiesi, or Abiesi stated, see how blind the people that lend money with interest are, as Adam Kerel Chaveri Rasha, as if Reuven's friend Shimon calls him Rasha, then Reuven will be so angry, and as Rashi says, that Reuven will fight with Shimon as if Shimon wanted to hit Reuven, as if he wanted to kill him. And even so, a person themselves will go and lend money with interest, and it's as if they are bringing the Edom, as well as the Sefer, as well as the pen and the ink, and the writing and signing, that I am a Kaifin al Kaysal, and they are calling themselves a Russia, as they're lending money to another Jew with interest. And Rashi and Diba Maskel, Yeri Melechayev, brings another Pshat, Bani Shemati, that Rishoy Levi Lutechim Nasha Shechaveret, Vilmait Mizenesha Shechaveret, that Reuven, who was called a Russia by Shimon, could go into the same business as Shimon and cause him a loss of money, and he can compete with his business, which is also a term of Yeridin Melechayev. And the Meiri Mesechtes Kedushin on Daf Chav Ches brings this Pshat of Rashi, and he explains that this is Mida Kedega Mida, and since Shimon called Reuven a Russia, therefore Reuven could be Yerulim Nasha Shechaveret, where the Gemara tells us that a Yerulim Nasha Shechaveret is Nikra Russia. And Rashi continues, and based on the Gemara Mesechtes Ksubis, he doesn't like the second Pshat that he brings, and therefore he goes back to the original Pshat, that Ruggle is Skoitin Moi Ke'ilu Ekoh, Ke'ilu Bal Hagai, and as the Meiri points out, Mesechtes Kedushin, Sherosho Lehakosh, Shizeu Maisu Resha, Kirchsev, Vayyem Lerusha, Loma Sakareecha, and the Shita Mekubetzes, and Mesechtes Ksubis, on Daf Nun, brings down that the Lashon of Yerulim Moi Lechayev is from the Lashon Lechayev of his cheek, and if Shimon calls Reuven a Russia, so Reuven has a right to hit Shimon on his cheek, and Ayin in Taisa Div Maskel, Adam Kayel Lechaveri, Russia, Yerulim Moi Lechayev, Kosev, Bechubis Agoyin, Meshem Rebzadeh Goyin, Yerulim Moi Lechayev, and Taisa explains, Rishoy Lisroi, Shlish Tvuasai, that he has a right to burn a third of his Tvuah, Betayim Agadol, Menayin Lezeh, and Taisa is bothered, how did Rebzadeh Goyin know that this is Pshat, and the Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Reb Shimon Lezeh Ima, Reb Shimon Lezeh states, Kol Mishi Yesh Lemois, Umal Boisem Shalei Beribis, if a person has money, and he lends it out to people that need money, and he doesn't charge him interest, all of our kasav oimer is regarding him that the pasuk in Tehillim states, kaspoi le'nasu meneshach, v'sheichad al noki le'lokach, oise'ile lo'yimait lo'ilam, and the pasuk teaches us that a person that has kesef, and he doesn't lend it out with ribbis, and he doesn't take sheichad from an innocent person, so he will never lose his assets, and he won't lose his money. And Reb Shimon Lazar continues, that we also make a diak, that holamata she'kolam malva b'ribis nechasu mismaitin, anyone that does lend money and charges interest will lose his assets. Gemara continues and is, for kachazidan delay maisvei b'ribis v'kamim smaitin, we do find people that don't lend money with interest and they still lose their money. And the Gemara answers, Amar Belaza, halalu mismaitin v'oilin, halalu mismaitin v'einan oilin, that those that lend money with interest will lose their money and never be able to recuperate and get their money back. However, those that lose their money but didn't charge interest, they potentially will lose their money. However, eventually they will recuperate and they will recover their money. And as Rashi states, v'hachi mash mikra, kol eisei ilo lo yimait lo oilam, kleima v'im yimait, ein maitasa maitas oilam, that anyone else will lose their money, but it won't be forever. And someone that actually lends money with ribbis will lose their money, and it will be la'olam. The pasuk doesn't only talk about interest, and also talks about shaychad. And maybe the reason why this person loses his money is because he did other averus. And Taisus says, that the Gemara is asking based on the Matzias that we find many great tzaddikim that lose their money. Inami, Rabbi Kiva Parak, the Darsh, B'Seif Makis, Oisei Ilo, Oisei Achas, B'Kol Eilo Yimait, that anyone that does either of these things or any of these things will not lose their money. Therefore, it's mashmar that as long as a person doesn't lend money with interest, then he will not lose his money, even if he does other averus, ayin sham. Gemara continues and dashins from a pasuk in Chavak that states, Tahari naim eisra, the habit al omalai suchal, lomas sabit baidim tachrish, bevalo rosho tzadik mimenu. Rav Huna teaches us, tzadik mimenu boilea, that we see from this pasuk that a rosho will have dominion over a tzadik that's greater than him, but tzadik gomor in a boilea, and a rosho will not have any shlita over a tzadik gomor. And Rashi states, tzadik gomor in a boilea, the alpha bish mismaitate, even though at some time you do find that tzadik loses the money, he will still eventually recover. He won't be swallowed up forever. And the Gemara continues, Tanya will enter Brisa. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi taught us, Ger tzedekah amalin mechira, v'ger toshav amalin ribis, eni yodei amahu. And I had a question regarding the explanation of how to understand the pasuk that discusses a ger tzedek buying an eved ivri. And I also have a question regarding the pasuk that speaks about a ger toshav in regard to lending with interest. And the Ritvar explains that the Gemara does not mean that Rabbi did not understand it and never understood the pshat in these psukim. Rabbi just meant that he had some difficulty in understanding the pshat in the psukim, but ultimately he understood it exactly like the Gemara will explain and define. Before we continue, a ger tzedek is a standard ger that becomes a yid and he goes through milah and tefillah, and a ger toshav is a person that is still a full-fledged guy, but he's mekabel himself sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach according to some rishonim, and according to Rashi shekibolov shaloi lavet avedis kechavim, as Rashi says in our Gemara that he's mekabel himself not to serve avedis ara. However, he's oichel nevelis, he still acts as a guy and he could still eat nevelis and do other yisurim. The lashon of the Meiri in Masechta Yevamos on daf mem ches is kvar bi'arnu sheger toshav hu agoy shekibolov sheva mitzvos va'af al pi shelo mal v'tovo mekabel mimenu v'areihu mechasidei u'mesa'ilam. The Gemara will now continue and discuss what was bothering Rabbi b'negiyah the din of ger tzedek that purchases an eved ivri. The Gemara begins in the middle of the brisa. This brisa is in Masechta Erechin and is discussing the smichas apsukim in Pashas Bahar, which starts off with the issa of shmita. Rashi brings down for the Gemara Masechta Erechin on daf lamed that the brisa starts boy re'e kama kasha vaka shel shvius. Let us see how bad it is to do business on shmita. Adam noisi v'noisi mepir shvius soif meicha metalton. At the end result, he'll have to sell his metalton, and then he'll have to sell his kaka as well as his steachuzah, and then at some point he'll even get so poor that he'll have to sell himself. Shenema v'nim kalach. And our Gemara begins from that point to the brisa, and the Gemara continued. Ger tzedek ha'amalin yemechira. What was Rebbe's problem with the ger tzedek that speaks about b'negeya mechira of the eved ivri? Siv as the pasuk in Pashpah has states, that when another Yisrael gets so poor that he has to sell himself, so you have to make sure not to treat him as a regular Eved Knani. And the Brisa continues, that he won't only be sold to a regular Yisrael, but he'll even be sold to a Ger Tzedek. Shenema, as the Pasuk in Bahar continues in Parakafei, and another Yisrael will become so poor, and the Brisa teaches us, things will be so bad that he not only will be sold to a ger tzedek, but he'll even be sold to a ger toshav, as the pasuk says, leger toshav. And then the pasuk says, oyle ikke mishpachas ger, and we learn out mishpachas ger zera nachri, that not only will be sold to a regular ger toshav, but he'll even be sold to a regular guy, kshuwaima oyle ikke. But then the pasuk says, le ikke mishpachas ger, and the word ikke refers to avei dezara, zanim kal avei dezkechavim asma, and therefore it's teaching us this Yisrael will even be sold in order to be a shamus for avei dezara. And as Rashi says, Lachtav Eitzim Vilishav Mayim, and I in the Ramban in Pasha Bahar that states the reason why Avodah Zarah is referred to as Eker, Bavu Shadum Chayv Lishar Shachreh Ola Akra, as a person has an obligation to make sure to uproot to all Avodah Zarah. The Gemara now continues and explains what Rebbe's question was on this Brisa and on the Pasuk that speaks about Ger Tzedek Benegea Eved Ivri. As Omamar, we just learned to the Brisa of Loy Loch El Lager Shenema Lager, and we see from this Brisa that a Ger Tzedek can buy an Eved Ivri. Rebbe was bothered. Are you telling me that a ger tzedek could own an eved ivri? For a minute, I'll ask you a question from a brisa. As the brisa states, in a ger nikta be eved ivri, being isha v'ger koin an eved ivri, that a ger tzedek cannot be bought as an eved ivri, and a woman or a ger tzedek cannot acquire an eved ivri. Therefore, how could the previous brisa have stated that an eved ivri would be sold to a ger tzedek? The brisa explains, ger le nikta be eved ivri, that a ger tzedek cannot be acquired as an eved ivri. The pasuk in Pash Baha states, v'yotze me'imach hu vanav imay v'shavu mishpachte v'alachuz. Therefore, that it's impossible that a ger tzedek will be returned to his mishpacha, as a ger is considered kekatan shenayil dami, and therefore he doesn't have mishpacha. And even if this ger tzedek married a Jew and now has a mishpacha, but he definitely doesn't have a steachuzah. The brisa continues to explain the second din, that ein isha v'ger koinav ivri, that a woman and a ger tzedek cannot acquired an evidivri, and the Gemara explains ishalava erchara. It's not proper for a woman to buy an evidivri, and as Rashi says shu misachrima, because they'll come to be misachr with each other. And as we will see later, that if this woman is an ashesish, she may come to actually be mizana with the ger, and she won't be concerned that he will go and tell people that they were mizana, and therefore she'll take advantage of her evidivri, and potentially they'll be mizana. Gemara also explains ger nami. The reason why ger tzedek cannot acquire an evidivri is because gemiri the mikdei kani the loy mikdei loy kani, that anyone that can be acquired can be kaino. Since we just learned that a ger tzedek cannot be an evidivri, therefore a ger tzedek cannot acquire an evidivri either. And l'maisa, this was the question that was bothering Rabbi and Aram Nachba Yitzchak. So Aram Nachba Yitzchak explained that in a kaino v'dina ki yisrael, that although a ger tzedek cannot acquire an evidivri and doesn't have dinim like yisrael, av a kaino v'dina ki nachri, but he can acquire an evidivri and his dinim will be just like a goy that acquires an evidivri. The tanya is willing to the b'risa hanir tzav hanim kol nachri ina oivid le'isaben v'le'isabas, that even though generally if someone acquires an evidivri, then if the adin dies, they will still have to serve the child, and there was no din that they go out b'misas ha'adin, and they would have to still work for the son of the adin. However, an evidivri that decided to become a netzah and work for the adin after 6 years until yovel, or an evidivri that is owned by a guy, does go out b'misas ha'adin, and the same din would apply to a ger tzedek that owns an evidivri. Therefore, when the b'risa stated before that a ger tzedek cannot own an evidivri, it just means that he can't own it as a regular yisrael. Certainly, a ger tzedek can own an evidivri just like a guy could own an evidivri, and that's why the b'risa before stated v'loy loch el leger shenem el leger, which refers to a ger tzedek owning an evidivri. And Rashi explains that an evidivri that's in nirtza would have to work for the adin until yovel. However, if the adin dies, he doesn't work for the son, as the pasuk says about v'doy lo ilam v'loy leben, that it only works for the adin and not to the son. Similarly, when an evidivri is sold to a guy, the Gemara Maseches Kedusha and Daf Yud Zayin teaches us that the pasuk says v'chishev im kaneo v'loyim yar shekaneo ayin in Rashi. The Gemara continues, Amama, we just learned that the b'risa of ein ishev ger koyin evidivri, a woman in ger tzedek cannot acquire an evidivri. Name it like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Let us say that this b'risa is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya is belong to the b'risa isha koyin sheshvachis ve'ina koyin savadim. A woman cannot acquire a shivcha and cannot acquire an eved. And Rav Shimon Gamliel like that af koyin savadim, that an isha can acquire an eved, and therefore it seems that the b'risa is not going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara answers, I feel tamer Rav Shimon Gamliel. That really we could say that the b'risa is going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Like kasha kamba evidivri kamba evikani, that in chinami when Rav Shimon Gamliel says af koyin savadim, he means that an isha can be koyin an evikani. However, an isha cannot be koyin an evidivri. And the Gemara explains that what is the chiluk between owning an evidivri and evikani? And the Gemara states evidivri tznir law, evikani parts law, that evidivri will keep her secrets and will be quiet, and therefore she's much more comfortable to have business with him. And therefore, an isha cannot own an evidivri. However, she can own an evikani. We're not concerned that she will be mizana with him, as she is always concerned that the evikani will talk and will tell people that she actually had business with him. And as Rashi says, tznir law muksik snua hu beinah she mekalklu yachad li yispal legalis hadava. When evikani is parts law v'yurehi lahafka leisatma, and therefore she's scared to be mafka herself to him and to be mizana with him. Gemara continues elahod tani Rabbi Yisiv, that this member that was taught to us from Rabbi Yisiv, number one amalta leis to Rabbi Kalba, that it's also for an almana to raise a dog, as potentially she will be mizana with the dog. Number two, an almana should not host a talmud chacham, as we're also concerned that there will be mizana. Gemara is especially in Barbe Rav Tznila, that we understand why she can't host the Talmud Chacham, because the Talmud Chacham is definitely a Tznua, and therefore she'll be comfortable to be Mizana with him, as she knows that he'll be discreet, and people won't find out that they were Mizana. However, the Gemara is, El Kalba, Kivin, the Misrachba, Mirza, L'chari, why should it be an Issa for her to raise any dogs, if L'maisa she'll be nervous that she'll be Mizana with the dog, and then the dog will become very attached to her, and he'll keep following her around, and people will realize that they were Mizana. And the Gemara answers, Amri, Kivin, the Chishad Yilei Umsa, Misrach Basra, Amri, entry, Mishim Umsa, the Shadi Lahud, the Misrach, that since we all know that if a person gives raw meat to a dog, then that dog will be attached to them. So anyone that sees that this dog is following this woman around will not be choshed that she was Mizana with the dog. And they will say that the reason why the dog is following her around is because she feeds it, and therefore she won't be scared to be Mizana with the dog. And therefore, the Rabbanon asked in Almana to raise dogs. And in the bottom text that points out, Mishum Lazus Vasayim Ba'alma, that certainly we're not really choshed that she actually will be Mizana with the dog. We're only concerned that people will actually speak negatively about her. Lefisha Hilchachra, Shalim Nechstu Yisrael, Al Zacha, Val Behemah, as the Gemara teaches us, that the Israelim were not choshed that they will actually have Mishkav Zacha, or that they'll be Mizana with animals, as the Gemara Mesech Kedushin and Pei Beis teaches us, the Gamin Osel Sachid, and there's also no Issa for a person to be Mesechid with an animal or with a dog. The Gemara continues that we just explained what was bothering Rabbi Benegayer Tzedek Amalini Mechira, and the Gemara continues, Get Toshav Amalini Ribbis Mayi, that what was bothering Rabbi Benegayer the Halacha of Get Toshav Benegayer Ribbis. The Gemara explains the Chsiv as the Pasuk in Pash Baha states, Vichyamach Achicha Mati Yodi Imach, Vichzaktaboy Ger Vesoshav Vichay Imach, and then the next Pasuk says, Atikach Beito Yneshav Vesabis, Vyresim Malakacha Vichay Achicha Imach. The Pasuk speaks about a Ger and a Toshav, which are referring to a Get Tzedek and a Get Toshav, and it still says, You're not allowed to charge him Ribbis. Rabbi was bothered by the following question that very many at least your question from our Mishnah that the Mishnah stated love mehen umalvin oisim ribbis v'chem yegar toshav the Yisrael could lend money to a guy and he could borrow money from a guy with ribbis and the same did apply to a gar toshav and l'chir for the pasuk it's mashma that you're not allowed to as the pasuk says al tikach me'itoy neshech v'sarbis v'yresel melkecha v'chayachicha imach and Amram Nachma Yitzchok responded miksiv al tikach me'itam that the pasuk state you're not take from them me'itoy ksiv it only says you're not take ribbis from him which is referring to Yisrael and not to a Ger Toshav. Rashi says the second pasuk that speaks about ribbis is only speaking about charging ribbis to your brother as the pasuk says b'chay achicha imach and specifically talking about achicha not referring to a Ger Toshav at all. The first pasuk is actually only talking about helping a Ger Toshav but not telling us that we have to lend him without ribbis and the pasuk states v'chiyomach achicha moto yodi imach v'chzak deboy Ger Toshav v'chay imach pasuk lamed hey the pasuk doesn't say the loshin v'chay achicha imach and only says v'chay imach so we know that pasuk is referring to Yisrael as well as a Ger Tzedek and a Ger Toshav. However, the next pasuk in pasuk Lamed Vav, where it speaks about ribbis, is actually not speaking about a Ger Toshav, and that's why the pasuk says v'chay achicha imach, as it's only referring to a regular Yisrael or to a Ger Tzedek. The Gemara continues. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned the brayso al tikach miito neshech v'sarbis avat nas le'orev. That even though the pasuk tells us that you're not allowed to lend money with ribbis, however, there was no problem with the Yisrael being an orev and being a cosigner, even though this loan was made with interest. And we continue on Daf Ayin Aleph from Beis, Arav Leman, and the Gemara asks that who is you being a cosigner for and who is the lender as Ilema Arav the Yisrael, if you're going to say that the lender is the Yisrael and he's cosigning on that loan. But Vatnan, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hayim Beis teaches us that Elu Oivim Belisa say that these are the parties that will be Oivar and Elisa say when lending with Ribbis, Hamalva Aleva, Arav Aidim. Therefore, we see that a guarantor that is facilitating a loan will be Oivar and Issa Ribbis, and therefore the Gemara says, Elu Nachri, it must be that the Bryce is teaching us that if a goy is lending money to Reuven, then Shimon can be the Orev and guarantor for this loan. And the Gemara now asks, for keeping the dinah the nachri the ozel basa arva, you knew the kashakim and the rabisa, the lemaisa the dinah is by the courts of goyim, that when a goy lends money and there is an Orev, then the lender doesn't go to the borrower to collect the money, and instead he will always go first to the guarantor and collect the money, and then the guarantor will go to the borrower and collect the money from the borrower. So in reality, now that Shimon guaranteed Reuven's loan, and Shimon will actually have to pay the money back to the guy, and then Shimon will go and collect the money from Reuven. Reuven will actually be paying interest to Shimon, and therefore this should be asa. And how could it be that it would be mutter to be an Arav in this scenario? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes explains, Shekibul of Ladin B'dini Yisrael, that the case is where this guy was mekabel himself, that this loan will be dealt with the dinim of Klai Yisrael, and therefore the guy will have to go and try to collect from Reuven prior to collecting from Shimon. The Gemara continues, Ikibul of Ladin B'dini Yisrael, that if it's true that the goy accepted upon himself to follow the laws of Klal Yisrael, then l'chira he shouldn't be charging ribbis, as it's also for a Jew to charge ribbis. And on Rav Sheshes explains, Shekibul lov lazu, v'lei kibul lov lazu, that even though he was mekabel himself to follow the rules as to the dinim of an Arav, and therefore he will go directly to Reuven to collect, and he won't go first to Shimon, and he won't go to the guarantor first, however he was not mekabel himself not to charge ribbis, as certainly the goy wants to charge interest to a Jew. And Rashi explains that how is it that when a goy accepts upon himself that his choice of law and the choice of venue will be in a bezin of Klal Yisrael, that how does that help that it's not considered ribbis, as lemaisa ultimately if Reuven can't pay, and certainly the goy will go and collect from the guarantor and will collect from Shimon, and then Shimon will go and collect the money including the ribbis from Reuven, and l'chari that should be also. And Rashi in middle of Dima Maschel Lod of Medina Yisrael states v'hashte ina arav lova mitchila, and at this point the arav is not considered the actual lender, and even though when the goy comes and actually collects the money from the Arev because Reuven did not have money, but Hilkaki Parla Nachri, at the point that Shimon actually takes care of his guarantee and he pays the guy, so Ahu Shaita Hu Da Isvil Chavrei, and therefore we consider at that moment as if Shimon is lending money to Reuven, and for example, if the original loan was $1,000 and Shimon paid $1,200 to the guy, so it's as if Shimon is at that point lending $1,200 to the Jew, who might have Mesavle Shakalmine, and then when Shimon goes and collects $1,200 for Reuven, that is exactly the amount that he lent him, and therefore it is no problem of ribbis. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin and Beis, and the Mishnah ended off by stating, Mal v'Yisrael, Ma'isav shel Akum, Midasa Akum, Avaloi Midas Yisrael, that a Yisrael could take money from a Goy and lend the money to another Yisrael and charge ribbis, and he could do so with the Dasa of the Goy, but he can't do so Midas Yisrael. And the Gemara will explain exactly what the Mishnah meant. As Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Mal v'Yisrael, Ma'isav shel Nochri, Midasa Nochri, Avaloi Midas Yisrael, Ketzad, what is the scenario? Yisrael shel Lava Ma'is, Min Anochri, Beribis, Ubikesh Lech Ziyumloi, if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from a Goy with ribbis, and he now wants to return the $1,000 plus the interest to the Goy, and for example, he now owes the Goy $1,500, and Matzi Yisrael Acher, and now Shimon finds Reuven that he's about to give this money back to the Goy, and Ba'omaloit, namely, Vani El Lecha, Kederach Sha'atamaloi, and Shimon says to Reuven that give me the $1,500, and then at a later point, I will actually pay back to you the additional interest that it will cost you, and then you'll be able to give back all the money to the Goy. In this case, the Braisa teaches us that it would be Asa. However, the Braisa continues, V'midah Eitzel Nachri Mutah, that if Reuven introduces Shimon to the Goy, and the Goy tells Reuven that you could give the money to Shimon, and you don't have to give it to me, then it would be Mutah. And L'chari, it is based on the concept of Shlichus, that even though Reuven is the one that delivered the money to Shimon, but ultimately he did so based on the Goy telling him to do so, and therefore he's acting as the Shlich of the Goy, and therefore the Goy is the one that's charging ribbis, and the Yisrael is not really a party to the transaction. And the Sefer, the Braisa continues, V'chein Nochri Shalova Mois Yisrael Beribis, and similarly, if a Goy borrowed money from Yisrael with ribbis, and for example, a Goy borrowed $1,000 from Reuven with ribbis, Ubikish Lachzirim Loi, and now the Goy is coming to return the $1,000 plus $500 of interest, and Matzi Yisrael Acher, and another Jew finds a Goy, V'amaloi, and he tells the Goy, T'nem Li, give me the $1,500, Vani Elulucha Kederach Sha'atamal Loi, and eventually I will return to you the amount of money that you owe to the Yisrael, including all interest that you're going to be chayiv. Then in this case, it would be mutar, as the Goy is lending the money to the Jew, and of course, a Goy could charge interest to a Jew. However, once again, the Braisa teaches us, V'midah Etz Yisrael Asa. However, if Shimon and the Goy go to Reuven, and Reuven tells the Goy that instead of giving me the $1,500, go and give the $1,500 to Shimon, in that case, it would be Asa, as certainly the Goy is acting as the Shliach of the Yid, and therefore, it's as if Reuven is lending money to Shimon with ribbis, and that would be Asa. As Rashi states, V'afal pi shekiblam zeh miyad Nachri, and even though Shimon actually received the money from the Goy, Mishum Nachri Shliach Shel Yisrael, V'shlucha Shel Adam Kamaisai, and this works, B'tari Shlichis. The Gemara continues and asks on the Braisa, Bishleim Sefer L'chumra, we definitely understand the Sefer, as even though we know that Ein Shlichis La'akum, and therefore it's impossible that the Yisrael will make the Goy into Shliach, but ultimately, since the Issa of ribbis is so Chumra, so the Rabbanim went L'chumra, and they said in this case, we will look at the Goy as if he's the Shliach of the Yisrael, and therefore would be Asa. However, El Reisha, Kimin Ein Shlichis L'Nachri, Iyu Niyu De Kashakum Inei Rabisa, the L'chir is since Ein Shlichis L'Nachri, therefore, even though the Goy told Reuven that he could give the money to Shimon, but ultimately, Ein Shlichis L'Nachri, and it's as if Reuven is lending the money directly to Shimon with ribbis, and this would be Asa. How could the Braisa say that in Midu Eitzel L'Nachri it would be Mutah, and L'chir it is also the same case of our Mishnah, as this is the explanation of the Mishnah's case of Mal V'Yisrael Ma'isav Shel Nachri Midasa Nachri. And the Gemara will have three terutzim. Number one, Amar Rav Huna Bamanoich Mishmeder of Acher Breder of Ika Hacher Ma'iskin and Kagoyin De Amalei Hinichem Al Gabi Kaka V'Yipata, that the case isn't where the Goy told Reuven to give the money directly to Shimon, but the Goy told Reuven that take the money that you owe me and place it on the ground and you'll be potter, and therefore certainly there's no problem with ribbis, as Reuven didn't actually give the money to Shimon, and really the Goy is giving the money directly to Shimon. And the Gemara is Ihachi Ma'ilim Emra, in this case Reuven didn't actually give the money to Shimon with ribbis, so what is the Chiddush? Elamar Papa, and therefore Papa explains Kegoyin Shenotel V'Nasim Yad, that the case was that the Goy actually took the money back from Reuven, and now the Goy went and gave the money to Shimon. And the Gemara still asks Vakati Ma'ilim Emra, so certainly what's the Chiddush if the Goy actually took the money back from Reuven and the Goy made a brand new loan to Shimon with ribbis, and why would we think that it would be Asa? And the Gemara explains as Ma'ur Tema Nachri Gufe Ki Ovid Adayt Yisrael Kegam V'Yav Kamash One, that one may have thought that since Reuven was the one that introduced Shimon to the Goy, and the Goy is only giving his loan based on the introduction of Reuven, so maybe that would be a problem of ribbis, and Kamash One, that even though Reuven facilitated this loan, but there is no issue of ribbis. Rashi explains Adayt Yisrael Yisrael Shrehu Aviu Esloi V'Havi Nachri Shluchai, and we would think that maybe we consider Nachri Yishliach and would be Asa. And maybe at least midrabbanon we should be machben say it's also, and kamash one that is not even is a drabbanon of ribbis. And the Gemara continues with its second Teretz, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi states, Ki Amrina Ein Shluchas Anachri, Hani Mila B'Truma, Al B'Chara Terekula, Yei Shluchas Anachri. Since we learned the din of Shluchas from Truma, and the din of Ein Shluchas Anachri from Truma, so we would say that the only time the din of Ein Shluchas Anachri applies is only B'negei Truma, or in any other part of the Torah, then there would be a din of Yei Shluchas Anachri, and therefore one may have thought that there's a problem of Ribbis, and that's why the Reisha teaches us that there is no problem of Ribbis and Ein Shluchas Anachri. And the Gemara continues and asks on this territory of Ashi, that Bahadur of Ashi, Barusahi, that this territory of Ashi is an outside Svara and is not a proper territory. Generally, when there's a Gears in the Gemara, Barusahi, Soma Gers, Badusahi, that's considered a lie and it's not a true statement, as Maishna Truma Deloi, as why is it that Benegeya Truma, that is a din of Ein Shluchas Anachri, as the Chsiv, as the Pasuk and Pashas Kerich states, Kain Terimu Gam Atem, Truma Sashem, Mikoma Susechem, Ashetukum Isbene Sol, Unusatim Menos, Truma Sashem, Aaron Akoyin. We learn Atem Gam Atem, Ma'atem Bnei Bris, just like the Mishaleach is a Jew and is a Bnei Bris, Av Shluchachem Nami Bnei Bris, also Shliach has to be a Jew and cannot be a Goy. So Shlichas Tochol Turekul Nami Mitchuma Gamrin Law, and we know that Shlichas in the rest of the Torah, we learn out from Chuma. Therefore, it's not possible that the din of Shlichas B'chol Terekula would be different than the din of Shlichas of Chuma, and just like Benegei Chuma, the din is Ein Shlichas Anachri, therefore the din B'chol Terekula is Ein Shlichas Anachri. Therefore, the Gemara's original question is still relevant, as how could a Brisa state V'mida Eitzel Nachri is Mutar, L'maisa there's a din of Ein Shlichas Anachri, and therefore, even though the Goy told Reuven to give the money to Shimon, but ultimately Reuven gave the money directly to Shimon, and if so, it should be a problem of Ein Shlichas Anachri, and there should be a problem of Ribbis, and it should be Asar. And therefore, the Gemara says, El Rav Ashi Brusi, and this Teretz of Rav Ashi is an outside Teretz, and it's not a proper Teretz. The Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, that others have another version as to the Teretz of Rav Ashi, as Amr Rav Ashi, Ki Amrina Ein Shluchas Anachri, that the only time that we said a klal, that Ein Shluchas Anachri, Hanimili Inu Ludidan, that is only that a Goy can't be a Shliach for another Yid. However, the case of the Brisa was where the Goy was making Yisrael a Shliach to give the money to Shimon, and as the Gemara states, Abba Nan Ludu, Havin Lu Shliach, but we could be a Shliach for a Goy, and therefore when the Goy tells Reuven to give the money to Shimon, so therefore Reuven is not actually the lender, and the Goy is the lender, and it would be Mutah. And the Gemara once again says, Bahadur Rav Ashi Barusi, that this Teretz is also not a proper Teretz, as Maishla Inu Lidan Deloi, as why is it that a Goy can't act as a Shliach for Yisrael, the Chsiv Atem Gam Atem L'Rabbi Shluchachem, and we learned out, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris, and therefore we learn that a Goy cannot be a Shliach for Yisrael, as a Shliach has to be a Ben Bris, and therefore, Anam L'du Nami, Ma'atem B'nei Bris Kama, the Lamaisa we just stated that the Limud is specifically from the fact that the Meshaleach has to be a Yisrael. Therefore, clearly we see that a Goy cannot make a Shliach, and a Goy can't create a Shliach, and can't appoint Yisrael to be a Shliach, and therefore, as the Gemara says, Oh, Hodu Rav Ashi Barusi, that this member of Ashi is an outside member, and it's not a proper Teretz. And as Rashi states, Anam L'du Nami, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Va'atem Hainu Sholchem, Loi Nember Shlichas El B'Shalech Yisrael, B'Shalech Yisrael, and both parties have to be Yisrael. The Gemara now continues and brings a third Teretz, and let's remember that the Gemara's question was that how could the Reisha state that if Reuven owes money to a Goy and he takes Shimon to the Goy tells Reuven to give the money to Shimon, that it's not a problem of Ribbis, if L'maisa ain't Shlichas L'Nachri, therefore it should be as if Reuven is lending the money directly to Shimon, and it should be also. And Ravina Amar and Ravina therefore states, the Hidish Shlichas L'Nachri Lasley, even though it's true that there is no din of Shlichas for a Goy, but Zechiyah Medrabban Islay, there is a concept of Zechiyah even by a Goy, and there's a din of Zachal Adam Shloy Befanov, and therefore, when Reuven goes with Shimon to the Goy, and the Goy tells Reuven to give the money directly to Shimon, then when Shimon actually accepts the money from Reuven, it's as if Shimon accepted the money on behalf of the Goy, and now it's as if the Goy actually gave the money directly to Shimon, and therefore there is no problem of Ribbis, Midiaba Kotin, just like we find relevant to a Kotin, that Kotin Labafagav Lesley Shlichas, that even though certainly we know that a Kotin cannot be a Shliach, and as Rashi brings, the Chikos of Shlichas Begadol Kosa, Beroy Litraim, Shehekdei Shehekdish Vidiburi Chal, the Gabi Hekdesh Vidindurim, Ishksiv, the Gabi Chumim, Meis Kalisha Shehid Venoliboy, in order for someone to either be a Shliach or to be a man a Shliach, they have to be an Ish, and therefore a Kotin is not in the Pasha of Shlichas, and the Gemara continues on Daf Ayin Bezim Ralf, and even so, Israel Schim Drabanon, the Mishnah Mesechus Babasa and Daf Kuf Nun Vav teaches us that Zochon and Kotin, that we do have a din of Zechiah for a Kotin, and Zochon and Adam Shloy Befanov applies to a Kotin, Hachinami Leishna, and over here also, even though the Goy is not in the Pasha Shlichas, even so, at least on a Drabanonic level, a Yisrael could be Zechiah for a Goy, and therefore there won't be a problem of Ribbis, as if Shimon is borrowing the money directly from the Goy, and Ritvar explains that once there's a din of Zechiah Midrabanon, then there's also a din of Hefka Bez and Hefka, and therefore therefore it's considered as if Shimon was zoicha for the guy, and since Hefka bezen Hefka, therefore it's as if the Rabbanan said that now Reuven doesn't own the money, and the guy owns the money, and now the guy is lending the money directly to Shimon, and therefore even midraisa there would not be a problem of ribbis. And the Gemara continues, and is also not happy with the Taras Ravina, and as the Gemara states, v'loyi Yisrael was some agurus caught in asil chashlichus akum loy asil chashlichus. Now although the Rabbanan were misakin a pasha of zchiyah for a cotton, even though he's not in the pasha of shlichus, that's because eventually when the cotton becomes a gadol, he'll be in the pasha of shlichus. However, b'negei a guy, since the guy will never be in the pasha of shlichus, so potentially the Rabbanan never gave a din of zchiyah, and therefore you can't explain the brisa in this manner, and we will stop over here.